Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Well, hello there, Lee.
Hello, Ari. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm so good.
I have to tell you, Lee, that on the 9th of December, 2015, indeed,
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Spot on. Don't you just love old bubbles?
Listen, yo.
Bublé just...
This Michael Bublé Christmas album is a problem for me, and I'm saying that from a Jewish perspective. Because I actually can't speak over Bubble, so I gotta drop him down there. But that album is just, it's just everything.
It is, it just sets the mood. it puts it out there. You cannot not have a love for Christmas after you listen to Michael. Even for those Jews.
Even for us Jews, it's just Michael kills it on that Christmas album.
But it's true. He does. It's Christmas now. You've put me into the Christmas spirit.
I'm so in the Christmas spirit. Okay, so today on Start the Adventure, brought to you by STA Travel, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We're talking Christmas. We're talking Christmas around the world. We're going to eat mince pies. Really, I just kind of, you know...
I think Harry's even getting a bit teary-eyed here.
I flippin' love Christmas, yo.
I get that this is your favorite holiday of the year.
I really, really do. I was listening to, because like, we're going to have some cool people weigh in on where they want to spend Christmas, and I was listening to the audio a little bit earlier, like Aspasia Karas and DJ Capital and that, which we'll hear in a little bit, and I was just like, yeah, I want to spend Christmas there too. I also want to spend Christmas at the North Pole.
Let's do it. It's possible. Let's go. Let's do this.
How many people do this travel over Christmas thing?
Oh my goodness. It's the craziest part of the year. It's the craziest time of year.
Yeah.
You'll find that most people don't live in the country or the city even that they were born in, and so end up traveling to go to wherever their family is, because Christmas is a family holiday and you want to spend it with those people that you hold near and dear.
Absolutely.
And so it's busy. It's busy for travel, but it's not always busy in the city that you're from. Like Johannesburg is going to clear out.
Yeah, because everyone's going to, you know, go home.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Christmas and Christmases around the world and some interesting Christmas traditions. But first, I thought we'd hear from some people. Lee, where in the world would you really want to spend Christmas?
Oh my goodness. You know what? I've never seen snow before.
Yeah.
And so I think one day I would love to experience a white Christmas.
This is like, where would you do that? Like New York or?
Possibly New York in Times Square. Actually, I want to save that one for New Year's. Times Square. But maybe like some Scandinavian country.
Okay.
Like a Denmark or a Norway or a Sweden or Switzerland, even the Alps.
Because then you build a snowman and you put the Christmas scarf on him.
Totally, with a carrot in the nose and then the raisins as the buttons.
Yes, and then you go inside and you have the eggnog and you put on the Michael Bublé album.
And there's a fire bustling in a like a
chestnuts. Roast the chestnuts.
Bring them chestnuts.
Oh, you're
glue
hanging out.
Vine.
Oh. You go to sleep, all you can hear is...
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
It's perfect. And then like a real fir tree. Not like these plastic flammable trees that we've got here because it's too hot.
You don't want the tree in the corner of the studio?
No, like I want to go into a forest and or legit, like a proper one. We don't just chop down forests, but like a proper Christmas tree place and go get a tree and, you know, decorate.
You've
it.
Done well. You've done really well on this. You've painted a good picture.
It's Christmas, Ari.
I know.
Christmas.
I was, listen, so some people that we like, some people that we know weighed in on where they want to spend Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aspasia Karas, she is one of the stylish women in South Africa. Well, I think she's super, super stylish.
She's stylish.
She was the editor of Marie Claire. She's got another great job now. This is where she wants to spend Christmas. So I'm going to play like a couple and then we're going to rate them. And we're going to say whose Christmas we want.
Oh, wow.
So you actually have to judge now.
Do I call dibs?
Yeah, you can call dibs.
Okay.
Okay, so you got to rate Aspasia's Christmas place she wants to go to out of 10. Take a listen to this.
Hi, this is Aspasia Karas and I would like to spend Christmas in Finland. With Father Christmas in his little village with his elves and the reindeer, drinking berry beer, which is a very strange acquired taste, and hanging out with the Lapish people who live in small tents and smoke things.
Like producer Cat was saying, like the Tokolosh or...
Oh, hi.
Okay, so Aspasia there, Finland. Hang out with Father Christmas.
And the elves?
Elves. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Look, it is where Santa is from.
Mm.
So.
Hometown.
I suppose it's good to go back to the roots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, definitely from an Instagram perspective, you don't have to apply the filter to make it look colder because it's cold.
No, it's cold. And can you imagine, like, Snowball? You know, Instagram photo? I can see it in my head already. Snowball in the hand.
Yes.
And then Top Shot.
Yeah, and then slow-mo Snowball's Insta video.
Perfect.
Okay, so based on all of this, Aspasia is going to get what out of 10, yeah?
Mm. I have no point of reference. Like, we don't have another one to compete. No. I'm going to go in with the 6.5.
6.5. That is a 6.7. Okay, 6.5 for Aspasia there. Mm-hmm. You had one job, Aspasia. You had one job. Okay. I wonder who we should hear from next. Let's hear from Mike Flax.
Oh, Michael Flax.
From the Gareth Cliff Show.
Flax.
Do you think he's going to beat Aspasia with his choice of where he'd want to spend Christmas?
Look, Flax is an extremist. He likes things. So let's see where he wants to go.
I think he's going to go pretty basic.
You think?
I've got a feeling. It's not because I've listened to this already. Here's Mike Flax where he wants to go out of 10. Let's see what we give it.
So the one place I've always wanted to be for Christmas, and I know this is going to sound funny, but I've always wanted to be at the North Pole because it's like all you hear about when you think about Christmas. Like you think about Santa's little elves working there, the little workshop they got going there, all the snow that's falling, Santa's there. And I'm sure they make like the biggest fuss out of Christmas at the North Pole. Cause I mean, that's where Santa lives. That's where his workshop is. So I've always wanted to be at the North Pole, and I'm sure everyone else as well.
I would like to also point out at this point that Flax is, yes, it's a Jewish surname. Michael Flax is a Jew. but he clearly...
Everybody can love Christmas, okay?
He's very invested in Father Christmas.
He's totally invested.
He's like, that's his hometown. They probably make such a big deal about it. Everybody probably comes out. The reindeer are probably like clapping in the grass.
They've probably even got a musical number.
The reindeer come out swinging. He was invested.
No, completely.
Okay, so I think from a dope level, he came in pretty strong.
I think so. I'm going to give him a point for enthusiasm as well.
Okay, so far 1 out of 10. Okay, give me the final. Yeah.
Okay. Oh man. Can I say a 7?
Okay, let's say he's beat Aspasia.
Yeah, but like by half a point.
Okay.
Because basically they're going to the same region, sort of.
Yeah. Well, she went to Finland. He went to the North Pole. So. Is that, that's not the, is that,
no, it's not, okay, the same. Just checking. They're both snowy and white is what I meant.
Okay,
it's cool. Not the same place.
You know, my world map is atrocious.
That's why you have the travelers to help
this
you
is why
out.
We have to have SDA travel around, because my world map is atrocious. I don't know where the hell I am right now.
No, we will send you where you want to go.
Okay, cool.
Not some place that you think you want to go.
Okay, cool. So we've got Flax, so we've got Aspasia. Let's do one more here real quick. Let's hear from Mabale Muloy.
Oh, Mabale.
From the Gareth Cliff Show. Now, I've got high hopes for Mabale.
I think so as well.
I really do. This is where Mabale wants to spend Christmas, her ideal Christmas destination.
I suspect a lot of people's idea of what a great Christmas is has something to do with Hollywood movies where snow is falling and everybody is building a snowman. Being a Free State girl, I have plenty of experience in the snow business. But more importantly, being a South African, I love the weather that we experience over Christmas. And I think if I had to pick a destination, it would be within the same kind of temperature region. I've never had the island experience. So for me, my perfect Christmas getaway would have to be on an island somewhere.
Sorry, what? Sorry, what, Mabale?
Thinking Bahamas or Barbados. Cocktails, white sandy beaches, lovely sun, minimal clothing. That would be my ideal Christmas destination.
Well, that is not what I grew up on.
It does sound perfect, though.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I could see you.
Sound wonderful. Just think about it.
Yeah, but...
like, azure waters, sunshine, like, beach bods, cocktails.
It sounds you're more not New having Year's.
To, like, you're not having to, like, ward off frostbite. and hypothermia.
Okay, so what are you going to give her out of 10? And don't be afraid to give it. Don't be influenced by me saying that, you know, because obviously, clearly, I'd like a white, very clearly at this point. I'd like snow and I'd like Father Christmas running right. around and the reindeer just hanging out.
Right. Look, we also know that that's what I want as well. So I'm not going to be biased here. I'm going to give her an 8 because she painted.
She's just flipping one.
Here's the thing, though. She painted a really, really good picture. And here's the thing. There are countries where that happens. Like in Australia, for example, of all places, I know a lot of people from South Africa go to Australia for Christmas. And then instead of having Santa and a reindeer, they have Santa and kangaroos.
So Mabale won.
Mabale won.
I missed everything you said about Australia because I was like, you know what, Lee, you cold-hearted.
How's individual. About if I offered you some mince pies? Would that make things better?
Mince pies make it better. Now, while I scoff down these mince pies, Producer Kat, let's get Mabale on the line just to tell her that she won this challenge. Let's see if we can get a hold of her on the phone. Now, you've brought me mince pies.
I've got some mince pies for you. Shall I open them?
Oh, my gosh.
Are we going to get into trouble?
Let me tell you, I'm in a relationship with these things.
How did your mother feel about that?
No, she knows. She's fully
salivating.
Aware.
Salivating. Like, he actually can't contain himself. No, and I close to his face.
I don't know what else is happening on this show right now. I know that there's mince pies.
Okay, so I've got some fruit mince pies here right in front of me.
What tradition is this, by the way?
Well, this is Scandinavian, or up north, I'm told. However, the Irish actually have a really cool tradition as well, where they actually put out mince pies and Guinness for Santa on Christmas Eve.
Okay, you brought Guinness as well.
I did bring Guinness. I'm scared to try it though. Have you tried it before?
Guinness? Yeah, I think I've had it in a previous life. I mean, beer's beer, people.
Is it really though? Is it really? It's Irish beer.
I know though that if I was Santa, I'd pass over that Guinness and I head straight down to the mince pies, which is what I'm doing right now.
Scoff that.
I'm going to put a if you don't know what's happening right now, I'm putting a mince pie in my mouth.
Wait, I'm going to take, I have to take a photo of this. This is like,
so we can post it up? Okay,
this,
cool.
This is Instagram worthy. You see?
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. Listen, Christmas presents a lot of Instagram opportunity.
It does,
and
right?
if you do it around the world, not only are you hitting people on the Christmas string, you're hitting people on the travel string. You put those two together, you get double likes for days, people.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to take a bite in now. This is what a bite of a mince pie sounds like.
What did I just listen to?
Oh, so good. Get in my face, mince pie. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it. I love it. Okay.
That is phenomenal.
So, so good. Let me just get it all over the equipment in front of me. Just spread the mince pie up.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So this is a tradition, but then all around the world, in different countries, they've got some really interesting traditions. Yeah. I was looking at this list you sent me. From the HuffingtonPost.co.uk.
Would you like to?
So good.
Swallow that bite.
Lemon's pie. There's like 5.5 left. Okay. So in Italy, you tell me that they give presents on a broomstick.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Rather than a sleigh. So apparently they believe in this witch called La Bafana that comes, and she's a good witch, and she delivers presents to children on a broomstick. Rather than a sleigh. But the catch is, if you've been bad, then apparently she delivers lumps of coal.
Oh, no.
I know. Who
I don't like witches around Christmas time, though.
No, it doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
But I think then we're being quite subjective.
Yeah, listen, witches, it's not. But I mean, then again, you and I have disagreed on a couple of things, Lee. We disagreed just now, in case you missed it. Mabale Maloy won the best Christmas destination. She said she wants to go to like the Bahamas, Barbados. That's her ideal Christmas. I was like, what the hell? Even though I'm Jewish, I can still weigh in on this and say, no, white Christmas is the way to go. Flax, I went with him. He said he wanted to go to the North Pole. Aspasia wanted to go to Finland to hang out with the elves and so on and so forth. But Lee, you judged Mabale the winner. You said you want this white sandy beach thing.
I didn't say that I wanted that. Let's just clarify, Ari. I feel like you're putting words into my mouth right now.
You're putting
right?
Exactly. I want to put mince pies into my mouth. Yeah, okay.
But I think the way that Mabale described it, the what she wanted to experience around Christmas, the fact that she is from South Africa, that she's familiar with this weather, she wanted to do something similar to that. And I feel like those destinations are phenomenal. I mean, the Caribbean, hello.
Let's say hello now real quick to the person who wants to sunbathe on Christmas Day, Mabale Maloy. Yo, what's Mabale? I mean, this Bahamas thing, you know? What?
I think it's wonderful, Mabale. Wonderful.
Can I just say to you both, and I love you, I resent a little bit you guys calling me after I've had like 3 glasses of wine. Because now... because now I am not sure of myself, and anything that I say can and will be used in a court against me. But I love you guys.
Mubs, you want to spend Christmas in the sun? Why?
You know, Ari, you're a guy who travels a lot, and I know that you've traveled the world and you've probably been to a lot more places than I have. The whole white Christmas thing for me, you know, I'm from the Free State, but like deep in the Free State, from Kwaqaputhadithaba, and in my lifetime, I've experienced a minimum of 3 major snowfalls. And I know that people who are Joburg-based, you know, they see a sprinkling of snow and they think, yay, snow. But I'm talking about the kind of snow that comes all the way up to your knees. And this is what I experienced being a Free State girl. So I have that whole white Christmas vibe. Like, I have that experience. But because I'm also a South African girl, I like our weather over Christmas. I don't necessarily want to be knee-deep in snow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily want to be cold and that whole thing. I like the fact that over in Christmas in this country and as a South African, you get to experience that summer weather. It's great. I love it.
Well, so, I guess you are cold-hearted enough, Mabala. You don't need to be in the cold.
I have nothing but warm heart love for you, Mabala.
I love you too. I love you too.
Well, congratulations, Mabala. Your prize is a mince pie, which we will leave on your seat for you.
I am so happy. I'm so excited that I won. I really am. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
She didn't even know she was playing. Mubs, we'll catch you tomorrow morning
from
6.
It's the wine, Ari. It's the wine. But I love you guys. Thank you so much. What an exciting and interesting concept to talk about, you know, where people would like to be all over the world. And I imagine a lot of South Africans think to themselves, if I could be anywhere other than in a South African environment. But for me, that is actually the perfect place over Christmas. That's what I know. That's what I grew up with. And it's great.
Nice. That's Mabala Maloy there. She'll be hanging out with you from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The rest of the afternoon, though, she's going to get drunk. So that's what's coming up on her dial until tomorrow morning. Okay, so we said in Italy, obviously, the presents on a broomstick's a thing. Then in Australia, from what I understand, they put like a red nose on a kangaroo, or what's going on here?
So, you know, you've got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, you even know the carols. So they don't have reindeer, unless, you know, in Australia.
Yeah.
Kangaroos are typical to that area. And so instead of having the reindeer pull Santa, they have 6 white boomers or kangaroos that Santa has swapped his reindeer for.
Hmm.
And I suppose if you can get a red nose on a kangaroo, then good luck with that.
That's very interesting. I mean, it messes with my flow a little bit. Just because I was expecting a reindeer and now all of a sudden I'm being hit by a kangaroo. But I quite like the idea of keeping gifts in the kangaroo pouch.
Oh, that's quite smart. Yeah. That is very smart, actually.
You know, just like an extra stocking there.
Exactly. I'd be so
afraid to walk up to a kangaroo and ask for my present out their pouch.
He'd probably just kick you.
Considering the present would be their child.
Oh, little Joey, but I asked for one. Yeah, I don't know if that would be the smartest thing.
Oh, yeah, so that's Australia. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. These are very interesting, I must say. We're talking about some crazy traditions, Christmas traditions in some different countries. What is this deal that in the Ukraine,
yeah,
they went like spider webs on the tree or something?
Right. So a couple of years ago, it was said that the Ukraine decorated their Christmas trees with spider webs. Because there's a legend that says once a magic spider visited a poor family at Christmas and turned the webs in their home into gold and silver.
But now it's a fake spider web. I mean, you're not going to go and get the spider's web from the corner of your house and put it on.
Maybe there are those people that have a love for arachnids and they would like to put real spider webs on their Christmas trees. But for the most part, Ari, it's fake spider webs.
Okay, just check. So like you do it out of luck.
Exactly. Like this Halloween type of decorations, if you will.
Yeah. Producer Kat, are you going to put a fake spider's web on your Christmas tree? Are you about that life?
Christmas tree. I don't do Christmas tree.
Why not?
In my house, has never had a Christmas tree at Christmas.
Really?
I've never had Christmas presents at Christmas.
That's horrible. Do you want a mince pie?
No. I've always worked on Christmas.
Oh, shit. You didn't last year, though.
I did, but I was at home. But we work at
home.
Oh,
yeah, because you got the shop
business.
And everything. Okay.
That's our busiest time of the year.
Where should we send her for Christmas then? Where's like the most popular Christmas destination?
Amanskral.
No. STI Travel, you get to go on a plane and go somewhere.
Would you like a warm or a cold Christmas?
I want to make a snowman.
You want to make a snowman?
Yeah.
Let me think. I'm trying to think, like, pull something out of my hat here.
Yeah, I've been to New York a few times, but never in the winter. But I heard it's really, really cold, and I can't even stand the aircon in the office.
Maybe we can send you to Germany, just because...
Schweizen!
You know, they've got Glühwein. Great.
So you don't feel the cold when you're drunk?
What's Glühwein?
It's warm. It's like mulled wine. It's warm. Sometimes it's got like spices in
it. So my ballet's been drinking this afternoon.
Wonderful. It's wonderful and festive. And in Germany, they've got all these wonderful Christmas markets as well. And you get to walk the streets and
they
the
seem
lights.
Traditional. They'd be good at Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. See, you even know the language. You send it to Germany.
Well, surprise, producer Kat. If you look under your chair, you'll find a little bit of gum and no trip to Germany. So.
Ah.
Okay. We digress.
We
so, some crazy things in different countries. In Venezuela, they say you should roller skate to church.
This is my favorite one. So, in the capital, in Caracas, of Venezuela, what they do is that most of the streets are actually closed down on Christmas Day so that people can rollerblade or roller skate to mass.
Huh.
Mass is obviously the church
That's
service.
That's cool, yo.
That's really cool. And you know what's even cooler is that the night before, the people would hang strings with bells out of their windows so that if they were to oversleep, then people just kind of like pull the string and then the bell rings and then it wakes them up so that they can, you know, rollerblade along
Again,
to church as well.
This is really great for Snapchat. If you're looking for, you know, Snapchat bang for your buck in terms of where you go in the world for Christmas, the roller skating stuff's going to get a lot of views.
I think so.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then you know what? That's like a really great story as well. Like I spent Christmas in Venezuela and I roller skated to mass.
Exactly.
It's cool. And then that's I figured really out cool. I was Jewish and I roller skated back down the hill. But you know what I'm saying.
Anybody can go to church.
Anybody can go to church. Okay, give me one final really, really dope Christmas tradition around the world based on a country that vibe.
Okay, so in Japan, and this is actually one of my favorite things. In Japan... The traditional Christmas lunch is KFC.
What?
For realsies.
For realsies.
To such an extent that you actually have to make a reservation.
What?
If you want to eat KFC on Christmas Day.
Levels. That's just, okay. Well, now I don't feel so bad having a KFC on a Christmas Day for lunch.
No, the Japanese do it.
I wonder how they got to that. Like, how do you arrive at that being a tradition?
It could possibly be as well. Look, I don't know. I'm speculating here, but maybe KFC opened around Christmas time. And you know how when stuff opens up here in Johannesburg, for example, like Krispy Kreme's opened up or, you know, Burger King opens up and there's queues for days. So it could have been something like that opening up around Christmas time and people are seeing queues. And obviously the more queues there are, the more people want to go there. Could have been born from that. Or maybe the fact that the kernel is really just tasty.
Well, look, I know I want to do my Christmas in Venezuela and Japan. You've given me a lot of ideas here in terms of places around the world to have Christmas, Lee. Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is, I'm totally going to punt this, you can actually get there with R100.
What? How?
I'm going to explain that. So remember we spoke about FlexiFares and Blue Ticket a couple of months ago?
Tell me about this while I eat a mince pie, yeah.
Do your mince pie. And the crazy thing for this month, for December and for January, we're launching this crazy, crazy, crazy deal where you can secure your international flight for $100. So it used to be R1,000 and we've slashed it to only R100.
$100, that's very, very good.
It's crazy, right? Yeah, crazy good.
Very
and
good.
Then for R500, you can secure your tour and your flight. So if you want to go trek Japan... Or if you want to go to Venezuela and you want to do a tour in that area, or if you want to go to Europe and do a tour in that area, we'll book your flight and your tour. You'll secure it for $500.
Sure, this is an early Christmas present.
Exactly, this is what we do.
This is very, very cool. All this info is going to be up on our micro site, right?
Yes, cliffcentral.com/STA travel.
Very, very cool. And of course, you can listen back to the. I love it. I got the mince. It's all up in my mouth right now. I'm just going to clear the. Yeah, there you go. That mince pie's so good. And then you find that raisin like up there by your top left tooth and you're just like, yeah, man, saving some for later. Just had that. Score. Okay, so that is how we start the adventure for Christmas. Some final words here. Just give me that deal one more time. That's important.
Okay, so R100 secures your international flight. You have to pay the balance 30 days before you depart. Easy peasy. So you can pay it off. Like if you want to book a trip for October, no problem. Book it today. Pay it off until October.
Cool.
Super. Then also if you want to go on a tour somewhere, for example, like on a Contiki or a G-Adventures and you want to go to Thailand or you want to go to Europe, you can book your tour and your flight for only 500 Rand.
Very cool.
And then obviously pay off balance, you know, before you depart.
So, so dope. And there's so many great countries in the world that you can have an amazing Christmas. STR Travel are going to hook you up.
This has
been great.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I've never seen someone get so enthusiastic over mince pies.
I'm such a believer in these mince pies.
I think I should bring you some more, like going forward. I feel like I have power over you when you... When I bring you these mince pies.
Yeah. Listen, this has been dope. You can catch up at cliffcentral.com/STA travel if you missed anything. Keeping up with STA travel on Twitter. So easy at STA travel SA.
That's right.
Lee, I hope you have an amazing Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Aria. You as well. Have an amazing festive season. Merry Christmas. Enjoy it. Enjoy the Michael Bublé. Enjoy the mince pies. Enjoy.
And that's how you start the adventure, yo. Let's breathe in and then sigh out and do this. 1, 2, 3.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now, I don't...
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.